My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
It is Payne and Pendergast. Brandon Scott filling in for Sean Pendergast, rolling along here with Seth Payne. And earlier in the show, we did give Joe Espada credit for pushing the right buttons last night in the Astros win. It's back-to-back, by the way. Back on the winning track. But I want to spend a couple of moments here focusing on the pitching staff, particularly the starting pitching. We understand that they have dealt with all kinds of health issues with their starting rotation, with their pitching staff. Of course, Justin Verlander was out with a bad neck for months. You know, we had back-to-back. We had starting pitchers have Tommy John surgery on back-to-back days this year. That's happened. But you get to this point in the year, and we're here at the end of August, approaching September here, and this is back-to-back starts with two of your young pitchers, two guys that you hope are, especially based off of how they've pitched recently, a part of your foundation as an organization between Spencer Arrighetti the night before, flirting with the no-hitter, and, oh, by the way, having pitched well in his starts leading up to that for the most part. And then Hunter Brown last night, who I wouldn't say was brilliant, but was pretty damn good. I mean, he pitched well enough to get you the win. Goes 6 2/3, giving up just the 2 runs, the 2 walks, had the 4 strikeouts. He's been really good.
Yeah.
I feel good about this pitching staff. How comfortable are you with it as we approach September and get that much closer to the postseason?
I'd feel so much better than I ever thought I could this year, especially when you consider the fact that the two guys you mentioned, Javier and Urquidy, is having the twin UCL surgeries.
Wild.
Right now, I feel way better about Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti, and especially their potential upside, then I think maybe I would have about Javier and Urquidy at this point in the season and how they'll fare, you know, moving on into the postseason. That part of it feels really good. The pitching development has been awesome. Watching Spencer Arrighetti over the course of the last month, where he's had a sub-2.5 ERA in the month of August, and it doesn't feel like an accident. It feels like he's just really come into his own and is finding his stride. And then I guess probably the biggest surprise of it all, really, given the first few weeks of the season, was that the pitching staff as a whole has been as dominant as they've been.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the first, when you're trying to talk yourself into things early in the season, you realize, okay, well, by the back of the baseball card, this, that, the other, some of these guys will come around. Certainly Hader can't be this bad, all of that. That as a whole, you look on it and you start seeing all of these, like, oh my God, what was their ERA over the last 6 weeks? It's just been their team ERA. That part of it's been really, really good. And then on the offensive side of the ball, a lot of it, aside from your all-star caliber players playing the way they have since they made their comeback, it's really just Espada and the way he's managed the small ball aspect of things. That last night, he used three pinch hitters last night. With guys that you never really expected were going to be up in the majors this year. With Dubon, you never know what you're going to get out of Dubon. Yeah. But Dubon's been very, very clutch in the last couple games. Two nights ago in the outfield, and then last night at home at the plate in the eighth inning.
So here's how I knew that I was really confident in this Astros pitching staff. When I think it's been a couple of weeks ago, when we got the news that Luis Garcia was not going to be returning this year, when we found out that Luis Garcia would not pitch again for the Astros this season, and I looked at it and just kind of shrugged my shoulders and was like, oh, you know what? That sucks. I like Luis Garcia. Luis Garcia could absolutely help this team. It'd be better to have him be a part of the mix. It's not like, especially if you're a team with postseason aspirations, it's not like you can have too many arms. You need as many healthy ones as you can possibly get. So it's not like I didn't want him back, but I didn't feel the pain of that I feel like I would have had Spencer Arrighetti and Hunter Brown not turned things around the way that they have.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we're at a weird spot too, where usually this late in the year, you're either completely looking ahead to the playoffs, or your mindset's a little bit different, or you're just kind of in a zone and you're not thinking too much about it. But for whatever reason, I hadn't really been thinking about the pitching playoff rotation that much. I was more thinking about the fact that they're down a reliever right now. You got a six-man rotation. But during Spencer Arrighetti's start, they put up the graphic of the potential playoff rotation, and you're like, oh, yeah, and Arrighetti, yeah, there's a very good chance Arrighetti's not even in your four-man rotation for the playoffs, despite how well he's playing right now. That's where it kind of hit me, that it was even a shock for a moment there, that there was a part of me that was like, what do you mean he's not going to be? Oh, yeah, I forgot about Kikuchi. It's a nice spot to be in. I appreciate this.
Yeah, because I was going to say, Seth, I'm not exactly sure how I feel about it.
Based
on how he's been pitching. And I was the one not that long ago, and it's got to be whatever his last wretched start was, but it wasn't that long ago when I said, you know what, I believe in Spencer Arrighetti's upside, his potential, the idea that he's going to be important to this team eventually. In the long run, someday, one day, that day ain't today, because that day he was getting rocked, whenever it was. And then ever since then, I feel like he's actually figured it out. It's pure coincidence. It has nothing to do with it. I'm not calling like superstition or a jinx or like I had anything to do with it.
But I would take credit for you.
But it is the line of demarcation, though. I'm like, yo, I went from thinking, hey, this guy needs more time in the minors and he's not going to be ready again until next year, to, you know what, I wouldn't mind having a postseason rotation that's got a couple of young guys and, say, whoever you trust most between Framber Valdez and Yusei Kikuchi and this version of Justin Verlander.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if it's Spencer Arrighetti and Hunter Brown, and you say, all right, Framber, Justin, Yusei, and Ronel, Let's see which one of you guys can join these young bucks, you know? Like, I wouldn't hate that right now.
His worst, it got dicey for him in that White Sox game. He pitched 5 2/3 innings. That was like his diciest performance this month. But you go back to the one where you're really, the cause for concern was when he just completely lost it versus the Tigers. And that was back in June, mid-June.
I think that might be the one.
He went less than two innings in that game.
That was at home, right? That was a home game.
Let me look it up.
Yeah,
here.
No, I'm pretty sure. I remember now. That was at Minute Maid Park. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That was actually the time I was like, man, you know what? This dude here, man, is just not ready. He's got the stuff. He just ain't ready. And then now I feel like I want him pitching postseason baseball if he's going to pitch like this.
I think the thing, too, with, and this is where it's nice having Verlander back. They were talking about it on the broadcast the other day, about Verlander talking to the younger pitchers, where you've got all these guys that are coming up on or are currently pitching more innings than they've ever pitched before, that, you know, Verlander talked to them about how, you know, you can push through whatever that feeling to where, man, it just doesn't, I'm hitting this kind of wall, that you can push through it. You know, like that I think sometimes having the older guy that's been through it and understands just what it's like when your body's feeling differently than it's ever felt before at that stage in the season, it's really nice to have the older guys on the roster to talk to them about that. But then also, that's where with Eric Geddy, you figure, all right, yeah, like he doesn't need to be, he can be a valuable resource in the playoffs, but it doesn't have to be as a starter, or it can be in a piggyback fashion, however you use him. We've got enough experience with this crew of Astros, and these guys haven't come up through the minor league system, that you don't worry about who gets the starts necessarily when it comes to the playoffs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Playoffs.
Yeah. Speaking of the playoffs, too, I do want to point out the Yusei Kikuchi trade. Like, that's somebody who, I don't know if he's in your rotation per se, or if he is a part of your piggyback situation, if you end up doing that, you know, a bullpen game, and maybe he's your opener. I don't know. He factors in somewhere, and the fact that he has worked out the way he has, and not just that, but they've been able to kind of, I feel like the Astros, in addition to Kikuchi himself, deserve credit for trying to like remold him like immediately, mm-hmm. You know, like as soon as he gets here, like, you know, why don't you throw more changeups? And then he throws more changeups and he looks like a completely different guy. Like, and we know the Astros have the secret sauce when it comes to pitching. They have for a while. But it's incredible to watch in real time, I think. And Yusei Kikuchi is an example of that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the organization. Look, for all of the issues and the scares, and really what amounts to the biggest glaring thing over this run since 2015, I think, aside from the being better than everybody else scandal, was just that short period of time in which the Astros operated without a general manager. The one thing, the little knock on their hubris, perhaps, that they had to get, maybe ultimately it's good for the long term, was then in ownership realizing, okay, general managers maybe aren't all of that overrated, and that we probably should have one. We should probably always have one in the organization. Whatever happens with Dana Brown over the ensuing years, I trust that they will, they'll try to replace, if maybe he's here for 20 more years, but let's say he isn't, they'll probably try to replace him, and maybe not make drastic moves without the future GM.
I have been mostly positive today.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, when you talk about that little period there where they didn't have a GM, really gets my blood boiling. I hated it at the time in the moment, and we all had that Astros hubris or Astros arrogance, as Clint Sterner likes to call it, and I didn't buy it. I thought it was ridiculous at the time, proved to be ridiculous based off of what they did, but we're at a better time now, and all is well.
Listen. This is, if you want to see the downside of it, like the Astros learned their lesson in that regard. Jerry Jones has been doing it for 30 years. Like, when your owner catches a dose of hubris, sometimes it sticks around. And that's what Jerry Jones has been doing for 30 years. He, like, when people ask him, he just did an angry interview the other day where somebody asked him, like, why he felt like he should be the GM, and he brought up all of his past accomplishments. And really, most of them go back to when Jimmy Johnson was was actually doing a lot of the stuff that Jerry wants to do now.
Yeah.
It's a bad deal, man. It doesn't always pass. Some guys kind of, so I'll credit Jim Crane for having a little dose of it, and it's a little bit of a reality check, and then you learn and move on.
Point well taken. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. Coming up next, part two of the expectations for Nick Caserio's draft class. We did it with the 2021 class, the 2022 class. Let's talk about the two more recent ones. We'll do that next on Payne and Pendergast Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.